Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Right now we're headed to the Center for the Arts, where we're going to learn about some of the plays going on and some of the events going on. Carrie Bowe with us today. Carrie, first of all, what are some of the plays that are coming up? And I know you brought guests with you who are part of those.
Right now, Beautiful, the Carole King musical, just opened this past weekend. So we've got two more weekends of that, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. After that, we've got Your Good Man, Charlie Brown, which opens December 6th or the 8th. I can't remember what day that Friday is. And then White Christmas, which opens December 12th, and that's over at MTSU's Tucker Theater.
Okay, and then Darcy and Eric are with you today, and they're part of some of these plays. What plays are they in?
They are. Eric plays Bob Wallace, and Darcy plays Betty Haynes in our upcoming production of White Christmas.
So what made you guys want to be a part of this?
Love storytelling, and Christmas is such a fun season, and it's an iconic story itself. It's well known and beloved by so many people across, you know, nostalgia and just from a kind of a seasonal staple of people's traditions and families. So be able to bring it up to the stage is a really special opportunity.
And what about you?
This is a special show for me. This is actually my fourth time being involved with White Christmas. I've choreographed it before, I've costumed it before, I've been in the ensemble a couple times before, and last year I was in it with all of my children and my husband. So it's kind of a tradition for me, and I love the story. I love the music. They've added a lot of Irving Berlin's songs into the show that weren't in the movie. So it's kind of fun to have kind of a new remix of what you see in the old movie.
And how long ago did you guys start actually performing in plays?
For me, it was fairly recently. It's 2022 was my first stage production. It's been fun since then.
I started when I was 6. So I was in the show The King and I when I was a child at 6. So it's been over the years, off and on, doing shows for me.
Cool. And then, Carrie, how young are some of those who do participate, who are in some of the plays and events that you guys have at Center for the Arts?
Oh, goodness. So we've got, in White Christmas, we've got our two young ladies who play Susan. I believe that they're 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. But depending on the show, they're as young as 6. We've had people in their 80s on our stage.
Yeah. So, those who are in their 80s, have they done it for a long time, or are some of them trying it for the first time?
a combination of both, actually.
Really?
We have a couple that just keep coming back and have done it, you know, since they were 6 years old. And there's a few that just looking for something different.
So those who are in the plays, what do they say that they enjoy about being a part of it?
A lot of it is the ability to tell the story. And the other piece of that, too, is just the camaraderie and friendships that you build through a rehearsal process. A lot of the people, especially in Beautiful right now, most of us didn't know each other before the show started. And so we're now one big, for lack of a better term, happy family. And it's happening with White Christmas, too. There's mm-hmm. quite a few people that have never worked together, never known each other. And we're all there for the same reason. It's just a really good time.
And Darcy and Eric are going to perform a song that is in one of the plays. Now, which play is this the song out of?
This is in White Christmas.
And the name of that song is what now?
Lovin' the Weather.
Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Lovin' the weather, birds of a feather, can't be depended upon. One day it's sunny, next day the sunshine has gone. Lovin' the weather, always together, planning another surprise. Bringing the raindrops, just like the tears, to your eyes. Any gal who's Cupid's pal is cozy and warm. Love walks out and kicks that gal right out of the warm. Into a storm, moonlight advances, have to take chances. Rain comes along and they're gone. Love in the weather can't be depended upon.
Cozy and warm.
Love walks out and kicks our gal right out of the warm. Into a storm. Moonlight advances, love's golden chances. Rain comes along and they're gone. Love in the weather, change from night to dawn.
Unpredictable,
irresponsible,
unbelievable,
unreliable.
Love in the weather cannot be depended upon.
How long did you guys have to rehearse to get this just right?
We haven't rehearsed it very many times.
Yeah, it's the first time you sang it right there.
But just a few, a handful of times. There's a lot of work that we've got to do at home. I'm also choreographing another show, and Eric is assistant directing that show. That's Charlie Brown. So we're all, I mean, Carrie's in Beautiful, and there's always a lot of juggling this time of year. Carrie's not in Beautiful, just kidding. So we haven't had a ton of rehearsal, but yeah, we worked on it.
It's probably not as nerve-wracking to sing in here as it is in front of however many people are at each show. Is that hard to do?
I feel like it's a matter of perspective. There's an element of singing here in the studio that can be difficult. For me, I can't speak for everybody else, but when you're on stage, there's something about both disappearing in the character with your scene partners, in the material and the content, and thriving with the energy from the crowd. I think there's a really, really beautiful kind of balance of when you're prepared and you've put in the hours. And I'd answer your question. We're still in that process of learning and perfecting it. But when you get to that show, it's really about showing, and not just showing, but bringing people in to the story, because we're just storytelling creatures. So it's a balance of both nerve-wracking here and there at times, but then you get settled in and have a good time.
Carrie, have you ever had anybody just freeze on stage, completely go silent?
I've done it.
It's pretty common, yeah.
No, it happens more often than you think. You know, it's one thing to do it in rehearsal and you're with everybody and you're going through, but the second that audience is in there, it's a whole different situation. You know, and in our theater space, there's no way you can't see the audience. We're very small and it's right there. There are other theaters you can work in and you'll never see an audience member's face because they're so large. But yes, it's happened. And, you know, there are generally other actors on the stage that can help pull them back. So
that would be, to me, it seems like it'd be a lot tougher if you could see the face of everybody out there in the audience.
Yes. Yeah. If you can see everybody's face looking directly at you.
Yes. They're staring at me.
Exactly.
So how do you go about getting tickets to some of these different plays?
So you can actually call our box office at 615-904-2787 or our website at www.boroarts.org.
As we continue to grow as a community, at some point we're going to need a much larger theater space.
That is the hope. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're working towards that. I mean, that's something that we've talked about for a while, and we're very happy with the space that we have. But I do think there will come a time that we need a larger space to be able to hold all of our audience members.
In communities of similar size to Murfreesboro, do they have a larger theater?
I mean, we're all kind of right around the same size. I mean, I think the biggest in the area would be Spring House, and there's still only just over 300 seats. So we're right there. We're just a little bit more boxed in. We're more of a black box space than most. So.
What would it take to gain that larger theater space? I don't know if there's grants available for that kind of stuff. I have no clue.
I'll be honest. I don't really know that piece of it either, because I would think there are grants, and it's probably a lot of fundraising and things of that nature. But we're just not there yet.
To take in any of these upcoming plays, what do they need to do first? Can somebody just show up on that night?
Absolutely. We do sell tickets at the door, and we do have a couple seats that are generally open. Even if it's a sold out show, we generally can get in an extra one or two people. But I'll be honest, for next year and even for the rest of this season, right now we have what's called a Flex 4 pass, which is $75, and that gets you any 4 tickets to the rest of this season. You can use them all on Beautiful. You can use one on Beautiful, 2 on Charlie Brown, 1 on White Christmas, however you want to use them. And then going into next year, the best way to guarantee that you're going to get your seats is one of our season subscriptions.
So with, you know, 1,000 plus new residents moving into Rutherford County each month, for somebody who doesn't know much about the Center for the Arts, how can we find you if they're wanting to go to a play?
Our website is the most up-to-date and current, so it's boroarts.org, but we're on Facebook and Instagram as well, and a lot of information goes out through our social medias as well daily.
All right, cool. Now, in closing, anything? Is there anything you'd like to add to the upcoming plays or you guys? Darcy, Eric?
I'd say I encourage more of our community to come and audition for the shows and be a part of it. We always need more people. Right now, we're in production with 4 shows at the theater. And sometimes we get spread a little thin because there's only so many people that come to audition. So I would say come and audition. There's nothing like being on the stage and the adrenaline and the pride in yourself that you can feel.
And I guess you could be in more than one play at once.
Absolutely. We've got somebody right now who's in 3. but, to follow up with Darcy said, if you're not the onstage kind of person, we've always got stuff backstage. We're always looking for volunteers, costumers, set builders, our sound and light designers, choreographers. We have something for everybody.
Yeah. Continue that thought, too. I feel like I've gotten so many people that have visited the theater across Middle Tennessee area, but certainly Center of the Arts, and they would come away both really enchanted with the show and loved the experience and would say something like, I had no idea this was even here. So I think with this influx of community members that are coming into Rutherford County, let's get in the theater, try something new by just watching it. And I think that you're going to come away really surprised and kind of in love with what the artists are doing.
Do you see a lot of college students who participate?
We do. We've got quite a few of the students from MTSU. Some of them are actually our teaching artists with our CSA program. They're in our shows, they're music directing our shows, they're involved in some of our tech. So, yeah, we've got a good relationship with the MTSU over there.
And then again, boroughearts.org, that's the website, and you can go there, learn more about the Center for the Arts or any of the upcoming plays.
Sure.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
We do have more news and information coming your way next.
I work in the administration team.
We're talking to Hannah Patterson with Stones River Manor.
We offer the Benevolence Fund.
Through private donations, the manor is able to provide benevolent assistance to their residents needing financial help.
We never want money to be an issue for them to have to leave.
Donate through stonesrivermanor.com/donate.
You are not giving to pay for our bills, our employees. You are giving to our residents.
Residents needing assistance, regardless of changes in their financial capabilities.
Think of us on Giving Tuesday. Your money will go to a good cause.
The Benevolent Fund.
Such a blessing.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
The Law Offices of John Day.